traveling the world searching for equestrians of all breeds. The journey starts now on the International Equine Network.
Good afternoon, equestrians from around the world in all breeds, all disciplines. This is Scott Miller, the founder of IENTV.org. We're doing really good here now. Our website's really going good. We got a lot of horses coming into South Florida now for the winter, so it's getting exciting and everything. And we're going to start off today by talking about the Kentucky Derby. I know it's a little over 5 months away, but it's important that we start following these horses as they go along. It all started out back on September 18th, 2021 with the Iroquois Stakes at Churchill Downs. That started kind of off the road to the Kentucky Derby that we're following on how they get there. And so we started looking at the races now. They're getting really important. I mean, all the races leading up to this are important, but now we're getting down to weeding out a lot of the horses and everything. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Our next race that we have coming up, which will be December 15th, it's in Kawasaki, Japan. It's a Zen Nippon stake race for three-year-olds. And that's not that we're going to get any horses from Japan over here to run. It's not impossible, but, you know, it could happen. But that's one of their prep races to get them ready to decide whether they're going to come to the States or not or run. And then here in the States, on December 17th, we have the Springboard Mile from Remington Park. This is a good race. You find out what kind of horse you have in a Springboard Mile because it's a heavy competition, good competition that they're going to have going a mile. And you'll just find out what kind of horse you absolutely have, in a race like that. If he comes out of it okay, there are several races down the road that they can look at. It's going to be interesting to see how that comes out. I always liked the Remsen at Aqueduct. That was a good race this year. But the Springboard Mile tells me about what kind of horses they have in the Midwest. And whether somebody's going to pop up out of the Midwest, to come to the Derby in 2022. Then on December 18th, we have the Los Alamitos Futurity from Los Alamitos in New Mexico. And it's a good race. Sometimes we see a lot of Bob Baffert horses out there. Which run, and unfortunately this year Bob will not be able to participate in the Kentucky Derby due to sanctions and legal issues that they have over the Medina Spirit in the Derby, which unfortunately Medina Spirit died last Monday on the racetrack at Santa Anita. Preliminary information said it was a heart attack that he suffered on the track in training. So, we won't see any Bob's horses in the Derby this year, like I said, because of legal, issues and that type of thing. And but Los Alamitos, it's produced a couple of horses every now and then in the Derby, but I really don't expect much to come out of there this year. December 26th, we have the Gunrunner from the Fairground, which is a great prep race for the Fairgrounds there. And it sets you up for the Louisiana Derby on January 26th. And so, you're kind of looking at, a little bit of distance in between January 22nd. Sorry about that. But it'll be interesting to see who comes out of the Gunrunner and who goes into the Louisiana Derby on January 22nd. So that'll be interesting. Then what I like is on January 1st, they got the Smarty Jones. On January 1st, they got the Jerome from Aqueduct. Smarty Jones from Oakland. What I like about these two races, it's kind of set the tempo for horses coming in for the Kentucky Derby in 2022. It gets them on the right calendar basis. You run the 1st of January, you can run back again in February. You could actually come back in February to the Holy Bull Stakes at Gulfstream or the Robert B. Lewis at Santa Anita or the Sam F. Davis at Tampa Bay Downs. It kind of sets you up for that pattern of every 4 or 5 weeks running to the Kentucky Derby. If you run on January 1st and you got 4 or 5 weeks, you're looking at the first week of February. Then after that, you're looking at another 4 or 5 weeks. So you're looking at the 1st of March. And then in March, you're looking at something along the line, the end of March, into April, a little bit into April, but not anything definite for sure. But, it kind of sets you up on that pattern and gets your horse into running every 4 or 5 weeks and getting in condition, getting him tightened up to go. So that's what I like about the 1st of January. There's a lot of good races, and it just kind of really starts the ball rolling then and everything. Then we have January 29th, we got the Southwest Stakes from Oakland, which is a good test race for the races that they're going to have at Oakland, for the different horses of all ages. It gets them ready for the Rebel Stakes at Oakland on February 26th. But, what I like about Oakland is Oakland's got a race meet that's second to none. They race a lot of horses there, a lot of different distances, stake races, allowance races. You got a good meet there in Oakland. It's a great, fabulous meet to go to. And that's what I say, about the Smarty Jones on January 1st. It sets them right up for, them to run in the Southwest, which is on January 29th. And, that's kind of running on back kind of close. But, pretty much on line of what you want to do with them, there. So it's an exciting time. We've got a lot of good races coming up here in the next few months. Every Saturday is going to be a big race day. So tune in with us to find out exactly what's going on and, where it's going on at. And, we'll be able to tell you here every week here at IEN. And we'll have some videos, and we'll have analysts come in, some track announcers and handicappers from the different tracks to let us know what is exactly going on, with the Derby prep races for their track. So we'll be coming to you from Aqueduct. We'll be coming to you from Oakland, the fairgrounds in Louisiana. Santa Anita. We'll be coming to you from a lot of different tracks with a lot of insight on everything that's going on, on the road to the Kentucky Derby on how they get there. We'll be talking to trainers and jockeys and you name it, we're going to be there to do it. That's our whole point of what we're doing here is to start getting into on-air interviews and get me off the air. Pretty much so is what I'm going to try to do here. So it's going to be exciting, next few months. We got a lot of horse shows coming up in Wellington every week, Florida. Just unbelievable some of the things that we've got coming up here at Wellington, for the month of January. It's kind of exciting what we're doing here. At IEN, one of the new things that we added this week to our website is we got a weekly program on full-time RVing from the beginnings of RVing to what all you need to know. So, but if you go there, we got the first week of full-time RV on IEN. It's a great little 30-minute program that you like and enjoy, and just see what happens, there with that. Then we got quite a few other things that we're looking for. We're looking for an equestrian of the week. We want you to call in to our 323-744-4831 number and let us know who your equestrian of the week is. You know, I'm here in South Florida and I only see pretty much the ones that are around, and then, you know, I see the ones that are on like, you know, YouTube and other networks, you know, that we see. But I'd like to, you know, get a firsthand call in for somebody for equestrian of the week. And for the first person that calls in to equestrian of the week, I'll give away a free 1 year, $99 value to shipgrowtrees.com. They deliver anywhere in the United States. And so you call in today, and you know, we'll be glad to get you that that membership. Then the next thing that I want to talk about is the equine business of the week. This is very important to me because the equestrians need so many different things. And when you talk about equine business of the week, it could be a sales company, it could be a tax shop, it could be a veterinarian facility. You know, it could be a showgrounds. It could be just literally anything in the equestrian business. And that's what we're trying to do, is get all the information that we can out to equestrians all over the world. You know, that's our main goal. That's our mission statement here at IEN, is to get as much information, no matter how small, no matter how big, and no matter where it's located in the world. We want to talk about your business, and you just call us at 323-744-4831, and we'll be glad to interview you, take in videos, and let the equestrian world know about your business and where you're located at and how to contact you. That's our equine business of the week. Right now we have Westgate Ranch. That's on our business of the week. It's a Dude Ranch horse facility here in South Florida. It makes for a great week, and you can do a little bit of everything from camping and barbecuing to they have Saturday night rodeos, and, you know, they just literally have everything from tent camping all the way up to, you know, the hotel and everything. But that's a Westgate Ranch here in South Florida. You know, and then one of the things that I like here, it's very interesting to me, is Farm of the Week. And on Farm of the Week, we like to go to all different breeds, from the standard breeds and thoroughbreds that you hear mostly about on television and IEN. We want to go to some of the smaller show horse farms. We would like to get some people on there that only have one or two horses, but they show all the time. You know, we'd like to get on the big farms that are commercial operation and find out exactly how they make their money, how they run a commercial operation with breeding and training and selling and, you know, the whole nine yards for the thoroughbred industry. But we don't care how big or small your farm is. We would like to have you call us and for Farm of the Week, and send us video at our email address here in South Florida. You can send it in to IENEquineTV@gmail.com. That's IENEquineTV@gmail.com. And we'll be glad to respond to you as quickly as possible and get you on our Farm of the Week program and do that, you know. So, and then the other thing, too, that you can also get a hold of us on, email or phone, give us a phone call, 561-466-1272, is our Movie of the Week. It's a great family entertainment thing that we offer here at IEN. And this week we have Rodeo Girl, which we've had on for 2 weeks because had a lot of people asking about it and everything. But call in with your favorite movie and let us know, you know, what you'd like to see, and we'll get it up, and we'll put it up on our website, and then that way all the questions from around the world can take a look at it, you know, that type of thing. Now, we started getting into, eventually after the last year of experimenting and working with some different things here at IEN, we're going to start with our weekly programming. And we're going to have a At the Wire, which is all about thoroughbreds, and it goes to just about literally every track in the country. You know, it's your link to whatever track you need to, you know, to get to and everything. So, you know, that's one of the programs that we're going to have on is At the Wire Thoroughbred. And it's exciting because you can get click onto our link there and you'll be able to go to any track in the country. We're working out a couple of things with some providers of that. And right now it looks like that we're going to go with TwinSpires.com. They seem to be covering everything, and you can actually wager on the site. You can do a lot of things there. They got a lot of programming that's really good, so that's going to be our staple is At the Wire, and hopefully we'll be partnered with TwinSpires.com. So we'll do that at the Wire for thoroughbreds. And we've got Chuck Wagon. Chuck Wagon is really interesting, though. We have four dump-and-go crock-pot breakfasts on here now. And if you go to that, it'll tell you how to do it, what all you need in your RV to do it with. And it's really nice for when you're on the road because you can get a good home-cooked meal, you know, that's fresh and not, you know, a takeout or, you know, a drive-through type thing. It's something you can do right there at your RV, at the campgrounds, at the showgrounds, at the thoroughbred tracks, at the sales, you know, wherever you can get your RV in and you can, you know, you can cook. We even have some people that in Lexington have been overnight in the Walmart parking lot. So Walmart's got all the food necessities that you need and items that you need for, you know, a good breakfast to start off your day. And then, other things that we're going to have on there, too, we're going to have quick lunches on there, how to make a quick lunch for when you're on race day or show day or sale day. You know, do that. And then we'll also have a good set-down meal at nighttime that we'll have on here for when you finish your day up and you go back to your RV and get ready for the next day. And you can actually have your crock pots and your slow cookers you know, all set up so that you can go in and eat, you know, a good meal, good home-cooked meal at nighttime. And, of course, we can't forget our Corsair air fryers. You know, in 4 or 5 minutes' time, you can have steaks that are done, chicken, fried chicken, and all kinds of things. It's a great utensil to have in your RV. So you're not missing anything from home. You have it all there with you. It's just a matter of putting it together, getting a plan and putting it together and doing that. In fact, you can even go out and tailgate on our program that we're going to have. It's called Chuckered. It's about international and domestic polo that we'll have. There'll be live races, live polo matches. With interviews and trainers and different countries that we'll be going to on Chucker. We'll be doing domestic and international polo matches. Very interesting polo. It's very unique, very different. It's something that you don't see a lot of here in the United States, with the exception of places like Florida, New York in the summer, Maryland, South Carolina, sometimes California. You don't see that many polo fields around, but they're there. And if you come to our website, you'll be able to click on globalpolo.com and find out where the next match is going to be and if it's close to you or not. Then the thing that really started me out in this programming was a show that I did many years ago from Freehold Raceway with Steve Wolf and Ellie Cerama. It's called Flying Turns, and it's about the standardbred industry, both domestic and international. The standard bred industry is struggling right now. They got several tracks like Pompano that this is their last season in Pompano here in Florida. So that's going to be leave us with no tracks, standard bred tracks for racing here in Florida, which hopefully the standard bred industry can get corrected over the next year or two. But on the other hand, there's two new racetracks, standard bred tracks in Kentucky. One of them is Oak Grove. It's close to military base there, and you know they got 35,000 troops there, and they pretty much have a good crowd. You know, there all the time. They're expanded. And in fact, the problem that they're having now is getting caught up on the building. You know, the track, the barns, and the grandstands, and everything that they need. But they got two new tracks in Kentucky, and they all seem to be doing pretty well. For example, a lot of you people don't know about like the purse structures and things like that at the different tracks, which we'll go into at a later date. But on flying turns, the tracks in Kentucky are running standard breds that normally can run literally every week because of their conditioning and their breed. But they're running for $6,000 purses for $6,000 claiming tag. And Oak Grove has told me that they're going to open back up in May of next year, and they're going to offer even larger purse money and a large, better race, more stake race. So, you know, that's on flying turns. You know, you need to go to it, take a look at it, and see just exactly what the standard bred industry is all about. It's really good. It's really good. And the next thing we're going to is our International Equine Report. What we would like to do here is we would like to have statistics and race results and show results from different facilities around the world. What we'd like to do is have, you know, if you're at a racetrack, let's say in Canada, you know, give us a call. Let us run our video for you. Let us run your pre-race show or your race show. You know, we can even run your races live, you know, on our website. And I'm not saying that we got a lot of people that are listening or, you know, that'll be watching, but the thing of it is exposure. You got to get your product out there, and I don't care whether it's it's a little small section in a small town newspaper or whether it's in the New York Times or the Washington Post. You need to get your information about, you know, your equine endeavors out to the public. And many of small newspapers and many of small TV programs have created a huge industry here for us, such as the Kentucky Derby, the Triple Crown, and the Breeders' Cup on NBC. You know, that started out with a lot of local stations and condensed into, you know, a series of races and so forth, and that's what we're trying to do here. So on the International Equine Report, you know, call us with the results of your shows or your racing or your pre-race show, your actually racing show, or your equine show. Just let us know what all's there, you know, and we'll be glad to post it up on our website. I can guarantee you that it'll be on our website for at least a week. And, you know, so if you send us that information, it'll be there for a week, and then you can get with your PR people and let them know that if they want to see these different things, not only can they see them at your website, but they can also go to IEN to see it. So that's one of the things that we're trying to do here. And it's all free. You know, it's free. We just need the content so that we can develop our programs into regular 30-minute weekly programs on BBS radio and TV, that type of thing. So that's what we're trying to do there. And then we have Quest for Equine Gold. And this is a really exciting programming. On December 10th, 2021, we had the Longines FEI Jumping World Cup. And let me tell you, it was from Europe. And this is a series of races that go all across the country that as part of the Longines FEI jumping programming. It's really a great sport to watch, especially when it's coming from like France and Europe. The French and the European horses seem to be a little bit ahead of the game than we are here in the United States. And the reason I say that is because they're more, they have more shows, they have more competitions, they have a lot of things over there that they can take advantage of and school their horses and get them ready for international competition. And the weather's pretty decent over there for them year round. So, you know, they very rarely have weather issues. But, you know, it's really good. And not to sell our American short, we got one of the best riding, jumping, and show teams in the country. We have Florida Atlantic University here at Sunshine Meadows, Equestrian Village in Delray Beach, Florida. They're out there training every day, and we're going to Wellington up to WEF to run their series. We've got a bunch going up there this Saturday. If you go up there Saturday, it's a great day to spend with the horses. They've got good concessions. They've got booze. They've got everything that you can name of. And then on Saturday night, they have entertainment and what they call Saturday Night Lights, which is really something good to go see, take the family to. You don't have to know anything about horses because the Quest for Equine Gold program that we have is all in the eye. It's about seeing these magnificent horses go over jumps, do dressage, go three-day eventing. It's just amazing in what they do. And the program we have for that is second to none in the world. You know, we show everything and everybody from everywhere all across the world. So that's our Quest for Equine Gold show. And then one of the things that that a lot of people, especially the people, you know, that are in the business and they're always looking to buy horses, we have a show called Last Call. And it's live. We had the Mid-Atlantic December mix and HORA sale on 12/7 at Fasig Tipton in Timonium, in Maryland. And if you go to our website and click on there, you can see the results of that sale that was on the 7th, which was just 2 days ago, last Tuesday, and do that. And it's really good to see. Then we have a quarter time. And what I like about quarter time is it takes you behind the scenes and shows you what the real cowboy life was like. With all the different programs, their rodeos and their shows and their sales and everything. It's really a good program. In fact, we're waiting right now for our new programming to come in from AQHA to what they have so that we can get up and show everybody what's going on there, you know, for it. And then, you know, the thing that gets me the most is the Olympics. The Olympics are just unbelievable. You know, it's horses from all over the world, and it's literally the best three horses pretty much in each division of like dressage or hunter jumpers or, you know, whatever, you know, discipline you like, you know, they have it there. And so this time we have a real good meet, and I like this. I sat down and watched the whole thing twice over. It's Tokyo 2020, the individual dressage. And it's a phenomenal program to watch. It's real relaxing, and you can see how the horses dance to music. It's just unbelievable what they do and how they do it. You know, I'm just in awe because dressage is not a sport that you know, a horse takes to. It's not a natural gait for the horse. Dressage is an acquired and taught lesson there for, you know, the horse. And it's interesting to see them go through the training program that gets them, you know, to being a top-notch, you know, dressage horse in the world. The French are really good at it. And when they choreograph their shows for dressage, the music, the horses, they're all in sync, and it's just unbelievable. It's a beautiful sport, and I think you really like it. You know, to look at the program that we have, it's called 0 to 10. And 0 to 10 is how they score the horses at the dressage event, from going from 0 to 10, 10 being the best, 0 being adequate. I would say, I'm not going to say bad. I'll say it's adequate. And also, you know, we got a lot of different things there, and we're needing content. We're needing people to call us and let us know what they have, and, you know, let us help promote their business. And it's all free here on IEM. And we just want to get that information out and help you build your business and, you know, keep a running tab on where you're going and what you're doing and how you're doing. That's what we're trying to do with that. And then the documentary that we have is going along very well. Very pleased with how it's set up. Very pleased with the interviews that we have. This will be broadcast in the third week. In April, excuse me, it'll be broadcast the third week in April, nationally and internationally. It's a great documentary, and it tells you exactly how horses get to the 2022 Kentucky Derby. I know you get tired of me talking about how they get there, but it's a project that I started probably 20 years ago trying to figure out what I could do to help the horse industry. And with the onset of the internet and computers and everything, it's kind of made it nice for me to get it set up and get all the right disciplines and the right things that people would like to know about the horse industry. And that's one good thing about what we do here at IEN. You don't have to be horse savvy to be interested in what we're doing. It's good entertainment, and it's also good information to help develop horsemen and across the world in the different products that we show, in the different training methods that we show, and the way horses travel from one place to the other. You know, we have a lot of good things like that, but how they get there, the 2020 to Kentucky Derby. The journey starts with the owner. The owner is probably the most important part of the whole shoot match. Normally you would think it would be the trainer, the jockey, or the horse, but it's really the owner, because the owner has a plan and has an agenda to get a horse to the Kentucky Derby, and it's very detailed. It's very tedious, and it takes a long time to go, because you just can't just up and buy a horse and say, okay, I'm going to run in the Derby. It takes a lot of preparation. And so the owner goes through, and whether it's a homebred bred at his farm or they purchase one, the owner starts the whole ball rolling. And once he gets an idea about a horse or, you know, running in the Kentucky Derby and what he would like to do, basically what he does next is he goes to his trainer, and he tells his trainer this is what he's wanting to do and how he's wanting to do it, and said he would really like to get to the Kentucky Derby. And he asked the trainer how they get there. How do they get there to the 2022 Kentucky Derby? And the trainer comes back and says, well, first of all, it starts with your decision to run in the Kentucky Derby. And secondly, it starts with the horse. And the trainer usually asks them if they have a horse or if they're going to buy a horse, if they bred a horse, you know, what's their goal. And a lot of the trainers go and buy horses at the sales and everything. And, of course, the trainer goes along with the owner, and they inspect the horse, and they talk about the bloodlines and all the things that are involved with the you know, with the horse and where he was bred. This is very important that I haven't talked about before. But when the trainer and the owner go to look at a horse, there's a lot of things that, you know, that go into this. And this is just one little segment and shows you how long it could be. The thing that you want to do when you go to buy a horse is you want to know the bloodlines, which is very important. You know, how was he on the track? You might go back and look at videos of the sire of your horse on the track, how he ran, who trained him, where he ran at, how much money he made, how many starts did he have at, you know, 6 furlongs, 7 furlongs, mile and a quarter. Those are very important things that you have to look at when you going to buy a horse. But probably the most important thing is you want to know where the horse was bred and what farm it came from. And then you want to look into their training program. How do they break the horses? And when I say break the horses, that means get them under saddle, get them used to a saddle, get them used to galloping with a rider on their back, that type of thing. That's very, very key and very important for a trainer and an owner to look at. And the reason being is how fast did they get that horse ready? If you see a horse that sells in the fall, you know, in one of the equine sales, and then all of a sudden you see he's ready to run into, you know, two-year-old training to, you know, February, March, you know, January, that type of thing. That means that they've accelerated the training program. I'm not saying that they cut corners, but they actually, you know, push the horse probably to its limits, you know, to get him ready for 3/8 of a mile at one of the 2-year-old training sales. And so that's important to find out who broke him and where he was broke at. And then the second thing is you want to find out who the trainer was at that time that was breaking him and getting him ready for the races. You can go back and kind of examine that trainer's credentials and see where he was at and what he did. And same thing with the farms, you know. So that's very important when you go to buy a horse. And then also, when you go to the sales, you take your trainer, and a lot of owners will take a vet with them. You know, and they'll go and they'll look at the horses at the sale and inspect them and watch them go through the ring. And it's interesting to see how they handle crowds when they go to the sales. You have people milling around the barns all the time, you know, looking at horses. They're taking the horses in and out of their stalls for people to inspect them, you know, that type of thing. So it's very intense. Series that they go through at sales, and it's all part of the learning experience, you know, for the horses. You want to see how they act in the sale ring when they're parading around, you know, for people to look at them and to bid on. Is he nervous? Is he sweating? How does he handle that? You know, that's what you look at, you know, when you're going to the sales and everything, and it makes a big difference. And then back to, you know, breaking the horse and everything that we were talking about. You also want to find out if the horse has been schooled and what they call schooling or teaching them to ride on a truck, an 18-wheeler or a small truck, a big truck, you know, that type of thing. Because that's all part of the learning process. And you want to make sure that you get things of this matter taken care of early in their career, because you don't want to have problems with them coming down the road and how they get to the 2022 Kentucky Derby, but not loading and riding on a trailer real good. That's very important, because a lot of times the trailer and the horse or flying a horse can be very traumatic for the horse. And it gets into their mind. They get nervous. They lose a lot of weight. You know, going into the van and onto the plane. And, you know, it's just something that's all different from them. It's something that they don't do every day. And you got to remember one thing, that horses are creatures of habit. And the habits you put into them are the ones that they'll retain for the rest of their life. And so that's why it's important to get them schooled to trains and planes and, you know, trucks and the whole nine yards. You don't want them to have to, you know, work with a horse and get them all out of kilter on, you know, equine transportation. Very, very important. So as you can see, as we're going along through here, it's very important, all the things that they're doing. And you kind of build a team together. You start with an owner, trainer, a blacksmith, and, you know, you go from there, and the blacksmith will come in and tell you, you know, this is the way the horse needs to be shod or have the shoes put on. This is the way they need to do it. And the reason they do that is because a blacksmith comes in and he can see maybe the heels are too high on the horse, and you know, they got to lower them. They might need a turf shoe opposed to you know, regular shoe. You know, there's all kinds of things that the blacksmith can do, and the blacksmith helps you with the health of the horse and the conditioning. The blacksmith can see things that you might not see. It could be swelling. It could be inflammation or water retention, you know, in the legs. And you got to remember that, you know, the shoes they walk on and how they travel across the track affects the whole body of the horse. You know, you could have a shoeing problem that's causing a horse to get sore in the shoulders or the hind end. You know, there's just all kinds of things that you can do with them. You can raise the heels and let pressure off a tendon. You know, there's all kinds of things that you can do. So as you see, all these things go into the owner, to the trainer, and ultimately it's the owner that decides, you know, what needs to be done. And 9 times out of 10, the owners tell the blacksmith, do what you need to do. They tell the trainer, race the horse where you need to race him at, you know, that type of thing. And so as we go along through the situation with the owner, actually at the beginning of the whole process, he's the guy that has to get the game plan. And then he starts distributing it out to the trainer, the blacksmith, the vet, the feed people, the sale people, you know, that type of thing. He starts sending that out, and so even though the pressure's on the owner, it's relieved a little bit because he knows there's somebody there taking care of the horse and doing what needs to be done, you know, and he doesn't have to follow up on them because they're professionals in what they do. And at any given time, if there's an issue or a problem, the trainer, the feed people, the blacksmith, they can all go back to the owner and say, hey, look, you know, your horse is losing a little bit of weight. You might want to change the feed on him, you know, to, you know, help boost him up. Or he might be gaining a lot of weight, so you might want to back off on the feed a little bit, you know, or change feed, you know, that type of thing. And that's one of the things that, you know, the feed people and the blacksmith and the trainer take off the pressure off of the owner, because he doesn't have to worry about that, because he knows he's dealing with professional people and they're going to come to him when they need to. You know, that's very important that it, you know, that they do. And then again, like I said, you know, you go to the sales, you know, there's so many things to look at. And if you go to our website, ientv.org, and go to equine sales, you'll see behind the scenes at the Keeneland sales, yearling sales, and it's brought to you by myracehorse.com, where you can go and you can buy a horse from myracehorse.com, and you can be into a syndicate for as little as $40, and you're a horse owner, and you can follow your horse and go to the races and watch him race, but you might be in there with, you know, 200 other people. But they're very, very good at myracehorse.com. It's a great concept, and it gets a lot of people involved in the business without having to spend, you know, tens of thousands of dollars, you know, to get into it and everything. But that's a really, really good segment we have there called Behind the Scenes at Keeneland, the March, the My Racehorse yearling sale. So you take a look at that. And then, like we talked at the beginning of the show, we were talking about the Derby prep races that are coming up. They're all very important, very strategic. And the trainer and the owner, the trainer sits down and he lays out a plan for the horse. And he says, Mr. Owner, this is where we're going to run from January to the Kentucky Derby. We want the Kentucky Derby to be our 5th or 6th race of the year. So these are the races that we're going to start running in. We'll start in January and then go right on through. And with thoroughbreds, you can run them about every 4 to 5 weeks, 6 weeks. Some take 6 weeks, some take four. Most of them are 5 weeks. So you start planning out your races. What track do you want to go to? Where are you going to be at? And the important part of that is that it's very traumatic on a horse to race. It takes a lot out of them. It's like us running a marathon. You have to teach your body to recover. And that's what the trainers do with these horses that are running in these prep races. They're training their horse to recover his status that he was at before he ran in the race. And so once you get them on the program and doing that, after they run, you adjust your feed, you check your feet, you do all kinds of things. Which the owner doesn't have to worry about because he's got professionals running, training his horse. And then when you're on your road to the Kentucky Derby, you got to have secondary plans. Let's say you run a race at Oakland Park, and there's a full field of high-quality, high-end horses. And you run your horse in it, and if he doesn't win, he runs second, third, or runs up the track. You got to figure out how long it takes him, going to take him to recover, assess the situation, and then continue on with your planning. And it might be one of a case where you run in a real tough race, a high-quality stakes race, and he comes out of it mediocre, or tired. Then you have to have that secondary plan. Where do I race him at again? You certainly don't want to run him into, another big stake race, where it's going to deplete everything that you put into him. Because the horses can lose a lot of weight when they run. They can lose up to 100 pounds. It's just phenomenal how what a race takes out of them. Because you're looking at 1,200 pounds just flying across the track, for a mile and a half, mile and a quarter and everything. So, that you have to have that secondary plan that still keeps you into the Derby, light. And speaking of the prep races and everything, they started these prep races and you've got a point system that you have to score X number of points to get into the Kentucky Derby. So that's another thing that comes into your training plan. How do I get my points? Where do I get my points? And how tough is it going to be to get those points to get into the Kentucky Derby? Because it's not going to do you any good if you go out and you run three big-time races, and really push your horse to the limit in all three races. And you got enough Derby points, but what did that do to him as far as running in the Derby is concerned? You're looking at one of the longest stretches in the country for a horse to run down, and he's got to run down it twice. And at Churchill, the saying is, it's the first time your horse runs down the stretch in the Kentucky Derby. That's your horse. And so the way your horse finishes up is the dam and the sire of your horse. That's who finishes up the race. Your horse gets them to that second turn, and when they hit the head of the stretch, it's the mom and dad that are running now. And that's very important into your programming. And so, there's a lot to the Derby prep races. Basically what it does is it feathers out a lot of horses and it gets the 20 top quality thoroughbreds in the world there to the Kentucky Derby. That's why the Derby point system was developed. And then, you're looking on the first Saturday of May, you're setting up in the owner's box and you've got your trainer with you and your blacksmith and your vet and all the family and all the important people, that are there that have helped you along the way. And the only thing you can do is turn it over to the jockey and let the jockey do what he does best. And hopefully he will do whatever it takes to, get the horse safe and sound to the finish line and be first. That's how they get to the 2022 Kentucky Derby. It's a tough road to go. There's a lot of hours, a lot of sleepless nights, a lot of things. But then you start getting up towards Churchill and that 10 days before the Kentucky Derby, It's a time for, you can't let up on what you're doing. You still have to train and do all the things you do. But it gives you the opportunity to go out to some of the parties, to the balloon races and the boat races, and to all the booths and the fairs and the parades they have, and also you kind of get into the spirit of the Derby. You don't really unwind, but you can enjoy yourself. So that's the 2022 Kentucky Derby, and then we got a segment on our programming that we have. It's called USA, and it's about all the horses in the United States of America. I don't care what breed you are. I don't care where you're at or what you're doing. We would like to have you be a USA representative on IENTV.org for at least a week. There's a sentence, everything about what you have on there, and we'll go from there. Right now we have U.S. Equestrian, the Olympic team, is on there. It's about 3-day eventing, dressage, and show jumping and everything. So that gives you a little bit about what we're trying to do. We're trying to encapsulate every breed, all the breeds and everything. But go to that. It's a U.S. Equestrian Olympic team for the 2021 team and everything. And then we have our international segment on there. And a lot of our international programming runs through Australia and Europe. Some through South America, but mostly Australia and Europe and everything. And this week we had the golf sales, the thoroughbred sales from Australia. And it was really a good sales. You get to see a lot about them and get a lot of good interviews from the Australian equestrian industry, and really makes it nice. And unfortunately, the way the hemisphere is set up, we don't get very many horses from Australia running here in the United States, and vice versa. We don't get a lot of horses to go to Australia to run. Basically, the horses that come and go from Australia are for breeding purposes. And that's what they try to do, is get a little bit different blood into the Australian industry, and same here in the United States. Taking a big gamble, but see what they can do with it, But like I said, it's the hemisphere thing that's really stopped a lot of that. And then and that's our international segments. We have all breeds, all sales. We have a little bit of everything there, with that. And then we go to our international equine report, is what we're doing today, is we're trying to promote our industry and the equine industry. We're trying to get people to call us and let us know what's going on with them, where they're at, what they're doing, how they're doing it, and what their goals and their mission statement is. That's our international equine report that comes on every Thursday at 1 o'clock. And you guys got to bail me out. Oh, boy, you got to bail me out, because I got to talk for an hour, and that's tough to do, here. I need somebody to talk to. I need somebody to call in and tell us all about them. Let them take the whole microphone over and see what we're doing and everything. And I think maybe I got about, I'd say, 3 or 4 listeners out there. And maybe we get some video in here on a weekly basis, and we might get 7 or 8 people to listen to us and tune in to it. But the whole point is that we're trying to make is we're trying to promote the equine industry here in the United States and internationally. We're trying to bring it into a level where you don't have to be a skilled expert in the equine industry to watch our program. For example, like our movie. Our movie fits all ages, all countries. It's something good for them to, come and spend an hour and a half, on a rainy day or a day when you got nothing to do. We all have those kind of days, and you can come here and you can watch the new movie every week and kind of enjoy yourself is what we're trying to do. And then one of the things that, and I want to talk to you here real quick about what we do in the equine industry. There's a lot of things that we have to do when we're on the road or at shows or at the farm or what have you. And there are things that you cannot get out of. These are things that you have to do, and you can incorporate it into your horse programming other than the fact that you're going to take an hour off to do whatever you need to do. And the reason I say an hour is because when you come to our website and you see what I'm getting ready to tell you about, you're going to find out how easy and you can get things done. And it takes care of the farm, it takes care of the horses, it takes care of the employees, it takes care of everything. And the thing that I start off with is whenever you're in the horse business, you have to worry about air transportation and auto transportation and hotels. Okay? We partnered up with kayak.com, and they can take you to anywhere in the world. They can talk about and get you set up for hotels, cars, air travel. You name it, they do it. They do the whole nine yards, and it's like what we do here at IEN. We do everything. We do everything in the horse industry. Kayak does the same thing, but it helps you when you can go to one-stop shop, and you go in and you can rent a car to wherever you're going. You can rent, get a hotel. You can do whatever you need to do and go from there. And having said that about air and auto transportation and hotels, the next thing you need to, how are you going to pay for it? Well, we have a link and partnered up with Bank of America to get you right to them. You go bankofamerica.com, and they can tell you where they have facilities, offices at, where what countries they're in. They can tell you where the local ATM is. They can tell where your local bank is. They can connect you with the right people to get you in the process of the financial dealings of the horse industry. That's bankofamerica.com. And then after you got money, you got your hotels and your car set up, you need to know a key factor, weatherchannel.com. What's the weather like when I go to the bank or to go to kayak? They go anywhere in the world, go to weatherchannel.com. And we got a link on our website here, and it'll tell you what the weather's going to be for whatever show, sale, race, and you can get right now weather, you can get the week weather, you can get 10-day forecast. And that's very important to the horseman to know what kind of weather conditions you're going to be going through. And then one of the things, last things that we're talking about here, we got equine overnight stabling. If we're going to put something up there to help the horse owner, help the trainer get into a hotel, well, you got to think about your horse. And so we partnered up with horsemotel.com. You go to their link and they'll tell you where you can stable your horse anywhere in the world. They also have information about veterinarian, transportation, repairs on your vehicles. You go to them, they'll take care of you there. That's at horsemotel.com. And then we got MapQuest. MapQuest is take you anywhere in the world. And what I like about MapQuest is you can get on there and you can find out if those roads are accessible for horse trailers or trucks. That's important. You don't know how many times I've got out on a wild goose chase to get to a farm, and you get there and there's an overpass or a trestle or a bridge that you're not allowed to go on, and you end up going 30, 40 miles out of your way. And so that's important whenever you're going anywhere. You get onto that MapQuest, and thing I like about it, it tells you about restaurants and hotels and gas and get directions, and it's all right there for you. You can get a map print it out exactly where you're going, and it really helps. And then the last thing that I'm talking about, in which nobody's called us, it's called ship.com, ship.com. You can get groceries, you can get pharmaceuticals, you can get any and everything from stores like Target, Walmart, grocery stores like down here, we have Publix and Winn-Dixie. Up north, it's Kroger's and Wall Bombs and places like that, so you can get a shop right, Stop and Shop. You can go there. All you got to do is put your zip code in, and it'll tell you what stores are available. And what I like about it, it's $99 a year, which we give away. We didn't give away one today, but we will hopefully eventually. But it's $99 a year, and you can order every day from ship.com, providing you spend $35 or more. And $35 is the minimum, and that's not hard to do in the grocery stores today. And they deliver it to your house within an hour of your request. And they can deliver it to the farm, they can deliver it to the racetrack, they can deliver it to the showgrounds, the airport, you name it, they'll deliver it to you. So that's it for us today on International Equine Report. Give us a call anytime at 561-466-1272. And we'll answer your questions. And there's so many things that I could end it with. May the horse be with you. Get along, little doggy. See you next week, I think, is the best thing. And we hope you enjoyed the show today and look forward to hearing from you. This is Scott Miller from the International Equine Network in Delray Beach, Florida.